Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sears has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close another 142 stores.
Bloomberg reporter Lauren Coleman Lochner is on our news line. So, Lauren, what happened to Sears?
Sears has really been in a long decline. It's been losing money and customers for a number of years. The stores were tired. The company was not investing in keeping them up, and there was a lot of new competition.
I've seen some analysts today say this is what happens when hedge funds run the show instead of an experienced retailing executive. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
I think there is some merit to that. Lambert was not a merchant. He tried a lot of things. He did invest in new technologies and experiments, which is important for retailers to do, but seemed to miss a lot of the fundamentals, such as keeping your stores in pristine condition.
What will a slimmed down Sears look like?
Well, as in a lot of these cases, they're concentrating on their profitable stores. In theory, that could mean that there would be money to invest in upgrading the look of those stores, making sure that they had plenty of merchandise in, been cutting back on inventory to save money for a number of years. There are certainly people who think that Sears in a much smaller form could work. People are spending money, and there was still a very important retailer with billions of dollars in business.
Lauren, Sears, just the latest traditional retailer to struggle, most recently Toys R Us shutting down. What are you hearing? What are the other big traditional names that could be in a lot of trouble?
Well, we know that the department store sector struggled quite a bit. JCPenney has certainly had its issues. So I would look at the department store sector for sure. And anybody really who has a heavy presence in the mall. So we've seen the bankruptcy and liquidation in many cases of a number of mall clothing retailers. And mall traffic has declined so much that that's still an issue. But we've also seen some of the so-called big box retailers file for bankruptcy and then, you know, two notable cases disappear. Sports Authority and most recently, of course, Toys R Us.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. That's Lauren Coleman Lochner from Bloomberg.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!